Bumble Bumblebee. This song is like the spring equivalent of Brown Bear, What Do You See? Have you ever noticed that there are a number of spring insects that are all three-syllable compound words? I found that kind of fascinating, and that's what inspired me to write this song. So we have bumblebee, ladybug, butterfly, and dragonfly. So all four of those appear in the song. The text is very simple. We repeat the name of the insect throughout the first three lines, and then the last line is, who do you see? So it goes like this. Bumble, bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee. Bumble, bumblebee, bumblebee. Bumble, bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee. Bumblebee, who do you see? Who does Bumblebee see next? And Bumblebee says, I see a lady, ladybug, ladybug, ladybug. Lady, ladybug, ladybug. Lady, ladybug, ladybug, ladybug. Ladybug, who do you see? And so on. Ladybug sees dragonfly. Dragonfly sees butterfly. Butterfly then sees not an insect, but a flower pot. So when we get to the flower pot, who do you see? Flower pot says, I see all my little friends, little friends, little friends. All my little friends, little friends. I see all my little friends, little friends, little friends playing together with me. So the last part is all the little insects land on the flowers in the flower pot, and they all have a lovely day together. So this song is very easily adaptable for your different ages. For toddlers, the very simple words and the melody that makes it pretty easy to sing those words, bumble, bumblebee, 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 means that it's very easy for them after a few repetitions to be able to start singing along. In fact, I've found that this one becomes sort of like an earworm. So it gets stuck in your head, it gets stuck in the kids' heads, and it makes it very easy for them to pick up quickly. You can adapt it very easily with very simple hand motions. You can suggest some hand motions to the children or follow some of their ideas, of course. You can use it as whole body movement if you'd like them to be standing up and moving around, or it's certainly easy enough to be adapted to sitting in circle time. For your older students, you could add a number of things to make it more challenging. So despite it being a simple song, there's a number of things you can add. For your pre-K students, you could add in some ASL signs for the different insects. You could again have them create different signs that they would like to use each time they come in. You could also add in a little extra sign for the end. So if you're doing bumble, bumblebee, 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 who do you see? So you could add in the C at the end. So you can look up signs. There's a number of different signs that you can use, whether it's ASL, signed English, so on. So you can look up some signs to do for those. Or better option would be if you have someone, I'm fortunate enough to have a teacher that I work with who is fluent in ASL. So you could ask somebody for some assistance on the signs. Another thing you can do with your older students, preschool and pre-K, is you can add some props to the song. You could use scarves, you could use streamers, or rainbow ribbons, and they could dance around and move like the different insects. If you wanted to, if you have a large class and you don't have a lot of space for everybody to be moving around, you could take turns. So you could have three students move on the bumblebee verse, three students move on the ladybug verse, and so on. Another thing I've provided you, I really loved how the recording of this one came out. It's got a lovely instrument, some instrument parts in it. I also provided you an accompaniment version, which means it doesn't have any of the words. So your older students could be challenged to come up with what other insects, animals, objects does bumblebee see? So if you are looking for three syllable ideas, it could be puppy dog, kitty cat. It doesn't have to be insects, obviously, but longer words or even shorter words will fit as well. Caterpillar. So if you're looking for an insect theme, you could try adding in some other insects that I didn't put in. I stayed with the three syllable theme, but obviously you can deviate from that if you choose. So those are a number of ways that you can adapt the song, whether you're working with the youngest toddlers or even your older pre-K students.